Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
National Constitutional Assembly Chairman Lab Momadugu uses Workers' Day commemorations to announce that the NCA will transform itself into a political party after elections expected to be called sometime this year.
True, it's a Workers' Day, which would have been normally the best day for people to go and register. The reason is very clear and simple, that there is no advertising. The points have not been made public.
The mobile voter registration exercise continues at a slow pace, with many complaining lack of publicity is affecting the program.
And the United States civil rights campaigner Reverend Jesse Jackson is in Zimbabwe on a private visit that has exposed the fissures in the unity government ahead of this year's crucial elections.
Reverend Jackson shared perspectives on the civil rights movement in the United States and the liberation struggle here in Zimbabwe. And they clearly have a great deal of common history. They know each other well.
National Constitutional Assembly Chairman Lab Momadugu today used the Workers' Day commemorations in the capital to announce that the NCA will transform itself into a political party following fresh elections expected to be held sometime this year. Ivan Chifera has details from Harare.
Madugu, who was guest of honor at Workers' Day commemorations organized by the concerned affiliates of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions at Railton Sports Club, said his party will represent the interest of workers.
I am not here to urge you to join the party that the NCA will form, but I'm telling you that we are going to form a political party.
The University of Zimbabwe professor said, despite the Movement for Democratic Change's labor background, it has totally forgotten the struggling workers and joined the ZANU-PF gravy train in allegedly looting state resources. Madugu urged workers to mobilize and advance their interests, saying former trade union leaders, now in the MDC leadership, have taught Zimbabwean workers a lesson not to trust political parties. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister Thokozani Kupe told workers at commemorations organized by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions at Gwanzura Stadium that working conditions are set to improve in 4 months when her party takes charge of government following this year's elections.
Workers under siege, organize, unite and fight on. In 4 months' time, workers will not be under siege. In 4 months' time, Mercer, you will have a better life. In 4 months' time, the people of Zimbabwe will live in peace and harmony.
She said the MDC government will create policies that will attract investment into the country and in the process create the much-needed jobs.
Zimbabwe nyika ii, in order new money, we want new money in this country.
Finance Minister Tendai Biti, who also attended the celebrations, assured workers that all outstanding global political agreement issues will be implemented before elections are held.
We want real change in this country. We want real transformation in this country. So in the next three months, we are going to make sure kuti ma reforms ese asara anosanganisira security sector reform, anosanganisira media reform, anosanganisira ZEC, kunyanyanya staff ye ZEC, taisa vanhu vanoterera vanhu.
But across the city at Railton, Munyarazi Gwisai of the International Socialist Organization was lambasting MDC ministers for being indifferent to the plight of workers and the suffering masses they purport to represent.
An MDC Minister of Health, Tineranu, 600,000 waruda attention, and a government not aura kuti we shall not employ 2,000 nurses. Achi support wana Minister we Finance, anova General Secretary, we party ataka ngaka isuwa shandi, la zizi, la rombo. The same Finance Minister anomira, achiramba kona watunga mirive mate unions edu, anobeja kuti teacher nurse hafandi kuwana above $300.
Gwisai said it was disappointing that the MDC side of government had supported the new constitution, which takes away civil servants' collective bargaining powers as well as barring them from striking. He said workers must unite and fight for their rights and better wages.
Whichever government comes in power, we must give it not less than 7 days wachipindam power to put our demands. Whoever is in, but in a short 7 days, zaita izozo zema drugs, zema riyama nesina maticha, ze PDL eva shandi, support ima fama zekuma ruwa. We must shake them in a way that took out Mubarak in Egypt, that took out Ben Ali in Tunisia, and without that, oh, nothing. Totally.
MDC 99 President Job Skala, representatives from the MDC formation led by Walsh Mingwe and Maombe Kusule Dawn civil society organizations attended the Railton commemorations, which were held under the theme Fighting for Poverty Datum Line, Workers' Safety and Empowerment. At Gwanzura, the theme was Workers Under Siege, Organize, Unite and Fight On. Police unsuccessfully tried to disrupt the commemorations at Railton, but organizers refused to back down, saying at law, trade unions did not require police permission to commemorate International Workers' Day. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.